All right. So I guess I'll start with, are you a boy or a girl?
Take a guess.
Well, you're very pretty, but you're also very annoying. Okay, originally I thought you were a girl, or maybe you were born a boy and you had transitioned to being a girl. Anyway, I didn't realize until last week that you had detransitioned.
You just thought I had short hair now.
Look, cutting off all your hair and posting a selfie of you crying on the internet is a big woman moment.
Britney Spears,
Yeah.
Sinead O'Connor. Yeah, I didn't realize that until everyone told me after the fact. So it didn't occur
Yeah.
to me. But yeah, I'm a boy or whatever.
Okay, let's start from the beginning. Tell me your story.
You're such a good journalist.
Thank you.
Asking a giant, vague question like that. I was born in Trenton, New Jersey, an amazing city. We have a gorgeous sign that says Trenton makes the world takes, featured in the beautiful movie The Sweet East, if you've heard of it. And I grew up in Bucks County, Pennsylvania. Then at some point I moved to Philly, then I moved to New York, then I moved back to Philly, then I moved back to New York, and now I'm in Los
Yeah,
Angeles.
I understand. All right, send me.
It's a really great
So,
story.
at what age did you begin your transition?
I'm going to say 15.
What was that like? Like, what happened to you?
I mean, for me, it was basically I had difficulty in school because I was like not really, people kind of thought that I was a girl before. I mean, like when I was growing up, people were not talking about the transgender thing the way that they are now. When I was teaching in Philadelphia schools, working with elementary schoolers, there were rainbow flags everywhere in the classroom, like literally everywhere. And I worked with a non-binary teacher who was constantly telling kids to call him they, and he would get into arguments with the kids about it. When I was growing up, that was not the case. You know, I think a lot of like gay kids have this experience where people notice that they are different before they do. And so people would always ask me, are you gay? People meeting me for the first time would think I was a girl. And that it became this big issue in my life at the time. And I sort of was primed for transition because I had this big problem with other people taking issue with the way that I just naturally was. I sort of thought, well, if I just like don't tell people I'm not a girl, then we can all kind of move on and not address the issue. Like then it's like then no one has to laugh at me for being like not masculine enough. At some point, one of my friends, I remember she asked me like if she wanted to call me she. And I was like, yeah, sure. Like that seems because we would go out and people would call us like ladies. And my friends would be like, oh, are you upset by that? Like, does that upset you? And I was like, well, I don't really care. I don't care. Like it wasn't that like, oh, I was born in the wrong body. It was more that the way that I naturally am was received as being so feminine that I just sort of thought it would be easier if I lived as a girl.
I mean, it's true. You are classically beautiful in a highly feminine way. You asked me earlier what I thought your gender was, and quite honestly, I thought you were a girl. Remember when you first popped up on my Twitter feed, I Googled you, and there were all these threads about whether or not you were trans. And the consensus from everyone was, no, she's so pretty. She must be a girl.
That's one of the first things that comes up. If you Google Priya the Doll, transgender is one of the first things that comes up because people just like it's really funny to like keep people guessing and to never really address it. And even before I like cut my hair, I loved trolling because people would say, I think this is a girl pretending to be a tranny for attention. And I really like bought into that and like sort of like promoted that idea a little bit because I thought it was funny. Yeah, I mean, that's just been the story my whole life. I remember being a kid and people would think, like substitute teachers would think I was a girl. And so that's just like the way that I am naturally, like take away all the woke gender ideology or whatever you want to call it. Even without that, I'm not really like a very masculine person. And, you know, some of my doctors now say, like, actually, you had like some sort of disorder of sexual development. Like there was something, some biological thing going on separate from the psychological. And that I think kind of primed me for the kind of ideas spiraling around on Tumblr at the time. And then I had a therapist that was very pro-LGBT. And instead of interrogating my feelings or exploring the trauma behind why I might feel a certain way, I was just very quickly treated with affirmative therapy. You know, people saying like, oh, you're really a girl. you're so feminine because you're really a girl. And, you know, the treatment for this thing you're experiencing is hormones, surgery, name change, social transition. And no other alternative was offered to me at the time. And being, you know, a teenager, I was like, okay, like, why would I not trust a doctor? Why would I not trust a therapist? These people are like experts. And, you know, if that's who I am, then fine. Like, then I'll do it.
Putting aside what everyone told you, how did you feel about the idea of transitioning?
Well, I mean, I sort of thought it was the path of least resistance, actually, because I was, you know, going through a lot emotionally and at home and at school. And so it seemed to me that, well, the way that it's phrased to young people now is like, this is like, either you're going to like kill yourself or you're going to transition. Like, that's kind of like how it's like you are experiencing mental turmoil, not because that's normal at your age, not because that's like a typical experience when you are like a young person going through puberty, but rather this is a specific thing that you were born with. And the only thing that you can do is transition.
Were there ever any tests that indicated you were intersex?
Well, no, I was not tested for any of that. As far as I know, I had a doctor say he felt there was something that he wasn't sure about going on. I'm not like a hermaphrodite.
No, I'm not talking about being a hermaphrodite. I'm actually wondering if you have what's called complete androgen insensitivity syndrome, which is where you're born with XY chromosomes, but you can't respond to testosterone. So it's like your body shows you as being hyperfemale. It's very interesting. I know it's not necessarily what you want, but you are beautiful in the way that a woman is beautiful. Like, I did not have any trouble believing that you were a model. There was a tiny bit of androgyny, but there's also a tiny bit of androgyny with cis women models. I hate that word. I hate the word cis. I wish we had just like a different word. Okay.
We do women.
No.
That's the word you're looking for.
Okay. Maybe you could just call me a princess. Okay. So 15 is an age where a lot of us are really struggling with identity and a sense of happiness. Sounds like there are a lot of people in your life telling you that you needed to become a girl to be happy. Is that right?
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah.
How much counseling were you given before you began the transition? Specifically, meeting with people to talk about it and your feelings around it. What length of time did that go on for?
You know, when people say the word transitioning, it's not always clear what they mean. So there are sort of multiple layers to it. There's the social transition and the medical transition. So the social transition, I really don't remember because I feel like there were areas in my life where I was just like passing and living as a woman before hormones, before trying to pass as a woman. Then like I slowly like would tell friends. And I think I was in therapy probably for like 2 years before I started actual medical transition, meaning hormones, which I started at 17.
Miles, what did that look like?
They started me on an androgen blocker, and then that followed up with estrogen.
Were there any adults in your life that voiced any level of concern about you taking life-changing medication?
There was literally no one. There was not a single person who said, you shouldn't be doing this. Or not even, you shouldn't be doing this, but like, let's talk about it. Like, let's talk about like the consequences of your actions. Let's talk about like the, you know, second order effects of these medications. And, you know, they always give you like at the pharmacy when you get a medication, you get like, this could cause blood clots or like this and that for every single medication. But nobody, not the people at the gender clinic, not my therapist, ever said, you know, what if you didn't do this? Like, what if you just let your body develop normally? And I mean, I personally don't think anyone should be going on cross-sex hormones, definitely not as a minor, probably not as an adult either, because the science does not really back that the treatment for gender dysphoria is hormones and surgery. You don't see that in the medical literature. And from like a first principles logical perspective, it doesn't make any sense. I mean, these are new drugs. You know, these drugs have not been around for 100 years. So people are saying it's a human right for trans kids to be going on puberty blockers. I'm like, they came out with these drugs 15 minutes ago. So what were trans kids doing 200 years ago? Were they all killing themselves? Really? It's not a coherent argument if you present it that way, because it's like, okay, like they just came out with these medications.
What side effects did those medications have on you? And are there any that are still going on? Like, was there anything that happened that's just irreparable?
The first one I would mention is that this year I was actually diagnosed with a brain tumor. It's a pituitary adenoma. It's not cancer. It's not a terribly serious one. I probably will not die from it, but it is a literal tumor in my brain caused by these medications that I never needed.
How can you know for sure that the tumor was from those medications?
You cannot know for sure. It's one of those things you cannot prove it. There is medical literature saying that there's a higher likelihood of this tumor if you are taking estrogen or progesterone medications, especially as a male. It's a tumor that is more common in females than males. But, you know, in medicine, rarely can you say for certain this was caused by this. It's like when someone gets like cancer, it's like, well, was it because I smoked cigarettes? Was it because I drank alcohol? Or was it just because, you know, the human body is fragile and gets sick no matter what you do? I cannot say for sure, like without a shadow of a doubt, that it was caused by estrogen, but it's a very rare tumor for a young male to have.
What other side effects did the medications give you?
So I have breast tissue that is permanent. I never grew a beard and my voice never really dropped. I am not fertile currently. It's possible that could change in the future, but that is like where it stands now. I think that estrogens have a lot of minor negative side effects that people don't talk about, such as issues with cognition, issues with memory. The biologist Ray Peet, who's a Twitter favorite, often talks about estrogen being a stress hormone and causing blood clots, causing anxiety, causing memory loss, causing like all sorts of problems in the body, cancer as well. So I think, like, partly because I've been on these hormones for like about a decade, I don't really know what it feels like to be like an adult male with like an adult male hormonal profile, frankly.
Yeah, I can't help you there. I don't know either. Okay, so earlier when you talk about, you know, there are many people in your life who, when you were a teenager, told you, you're a girl, you look like a girl, we think you're a girl, you'd be so much happier as a girl. It's almost impossible to extrapolate what your feelings genuinely were from what other people were telling you they should be. But did you ever have any experiences when you were a child or a teen where you thought, I'm a girl, or God, I wish I was a girl? Was there anything like that?
I always felt very alienated from masculinity. I definitely didn't feel like I was like other boys. I don't remember having many male friends. I was not interested in male typical activities. I loved singing in choir and like I loved playing dress up and dancing and cooking and writing and all these things that really are not feminine, actually. Like they're not really, but growing up in the 2000s, they were kind of stereotypically, to me at the time, it felt like these were feminine things. And to the people around me, I wouldn't have like told someone I was female, like biologically female. I think the idea of male puberty freaked me out a lot. It was really hard to imagine like growing a beard or like having a deep voice or like being super muscular and big. Like I was just like, I don't think that's going to happen to me. So like I just, somehow I knew like as a kid, I was like in like sex ed, I was like, I don't think that stuff's going to happen to me. I don't know. Like that doesn't seem, I don't think that will happen. But, you know, I would say that's really the psychoanalytic literature would say, okay, some sort of like maternal attachment failure occurred at an early age. The boy probably had an absent or non-salient father who he didn't identify with. And so, you know, all babies are attached to the mother. They get their food from the mother. Their entire life revolves around the mother. And male children have this extra developmental stage that females don't, where they have to detach themselves from the mother and see themselves as the father. And I feel like that for me just didn't happen. For a lot of people, it doesn't happen. And that's why you see so many gay people in trans. I almost said a slur, but I know you don't want me to. I'm restraining myself so much.
Thank you. I appreciate
for
it.
You.
Thank you. Yeah, we don't use slur words on my show. I mean, I can understand wanting to reclaim that word, but I don't think that's what you're doing here. Also, it would be interesting, like, if I were to interview someone from England about cigarettes, like smoking, which would be an interesting episode because we could talk about, like, why they all have such bad teeth and if they think it's related to smoking. Okay, so let me get this straight. You think people who are gay and people who are trans, it's because they have neglectful mothers and absent fathers?
Absolutely.
Why? Serious, why? I don't think that's true. I just don't think that's true. I think this is fake news, fake science. I think you need to get off Twitter and get back into a college classroom or read a biology textbook. That's how I feel.
The entire human genome was sequenced in 2022 and they have not found a gay gene. There is zero evidence that homosexuality is innate, immutable, or inborn. There's just no proof. You know, you can find genetic evidence for the reason why I'm male and you're female. You know, that's obvious. That's easily found. For homosexuality, it's not easily found. And that's because it is an issue of nurture and not nature.
I have never in my life heard of anyone who successfully switches over from being gay. You say there's no gene for it, but it's sexuality. People are born with it. No one chooses to be gay, just like no one chooses not to be gay. That were the case, and you could really transition yourself. I need to pick another word because we're using that for trans. What's the word people say when they're like, I'm no longer gay? What's that word?
Conversion therapy, which I'm in. I just saw my conversion therapist today.
Miles, it is not possible to ex-gay yourself. I have never met or read about a single person who has ever managed to stop being gay. You look at conversion camps, you read about them online. Like, if it's not a place that's horrifically hateful, it's just a place where gay kids go and hook up with each other. Every time I read a blog post from someone who's like, oh, I've decided to stop being gay, and me and my wife are praying about it, like, go Google, like, Mormon ex-gay. It's so interesting. Like, 5 years later, the same couple will release a blog, and they were like, oh, LOL, actually, we can't. We're separating. It is not possible to ex-gay yourself.
Well, let me show you my ex-gay mug.
I thought you wanted to not be gay. Like, you got a mug with your sexuality on it. That is the least straight thing you could have done here.
Okay, rewind a little bit. You argued that being gay is not a choice. I completely agree with that statement. The trauma that causes homosexuality is definitely not a choice. It's a choice what you do with it. Your behavior is a choice.
Okay, I think you can make the argument that people can choose their gender. I don't think it's the wrong choice to want to switch over, but I do think it's more of a choice than being gay. In terms of being gay, I think you are born gay. I don't care if someone has not found a gene for it. Who did that study? Was that paid for by Peter Thiel? Like, who paid for that?
I assume Peter Thiel would want them to find a gay gene, like most people do.
That's what I mean. That's probably why he funded it.
I don't think Peter funded it. I think there's zero evidence that it is inborn. There are a few theories that are very weak. And I think the theory of the family dynamic, the narcissistic triadic family dynamic is a far stronger argument past that. I would actually say that you split it in half. You said, okay, people can choose their gender, but they can't choose their sexuality. I would say that actually it's the same thing. Growing up in like all these LGBT programs, they would always say, okay, gender is who you go to bed as. Sexuality is who you go to bed with, which is a really disgusting, weird thing to say to children. Actually, lately I've been like thinking about like the indoctrination as a teenager, and I'm like, wait a second, that was really weird that they said that to me. Like, that was really like an adult shouldn't have said that to a kid, and I would never say that to a kid under any circumstances. But anyways, I would say it's gender and sexuality are obviously linked. They're obviously not these totally separate things that have no relationship to each other. And no one thought that until like 100 years ago. And I would really argue that the cause of homosexual transsexuality is the same cause as homosexuality, which again comes back to the triadic narcissistic family dynamic of a neurotic narcissistic mother and an absent non-salient father. The face you're making is really funny.
Miles, I think in 5 years, you're going to look back and listen to this interview and go, God, I was such a fool. I was so...
No,
so
I'm going to be dead. But if I weren't, I would be... I'm kidding. Well, we'll see. No, I'm going to have a wife and kids, baby. I think it's a choice. I think being gay is a choice. This is why you see so much homosexuality in antiquity, because they were choosing to be gay, but they were not exclusive homosexuals. You don't see exclusive homosexuality until like the 20th century. Whoa. Oscar Wilde had a wife and two kids. You know what I mean? Like all these gay icons that people bring up had a wife and kids.
Yeah, but they were still gay.
What does gay mean to you? What is a gay person? Who are you describing when you say gay?
Gay means being attracted to someone who is the same sex as you. Like wanting to have sex with someone who's the same gender as you, which, by the way, there is absolutely nothing wrong with. Sometimes I wish, like, Miles, if gay were a choice, I would have chosen it already.
Yes, we all.
Are you saying you've never felt sexual attraction for a person of the same sex?
No, I genuinely have not. I mean, I've definitely seen girls and gone, oh, wow, she's so beautiful. But the way I can describe it, it's like, okay, it's like if you go to a museum and you look at a painting and you're like, wow, that painting is so beautiful. It doesn't mean you want to fuck the painting. You just think it's beautiful.
That's how I feel about women, too.
Yeah, because you're gay. I'm not.
I'm not gay, Paige.
There's nothing wrong with being gay. If you're listening to this interview and you're struggling with your sexuality, I want you to know that there is absolutely nothing wrong with the way you were born. It is not a choice you're making.
Yes, there is. No, and I'm making my point clear. There is. She wants to call me the F-slur so bad.
I doubt it. I'll never use that word in my life, ever. And I will never use that word.
You want to. You want to. I can tell.
No. No. Out of the 50 million things that were running through my mind at that moment, that was not even remotely there. Okay. So you might as well just like burn your money instead of go to conversion therapy. Like, just take it and put it in a trash can and light it on fire, because that is basically what you're doing right now. I have never in my life heard of anyone who has successfully ex-gayed themselves in that they've managed to stop feeling attracted to men. Again, I have read stories about Mormon men who've decided to try an abstinent from men lifestyle, and they're in relationships with women, but they don't look happy. They look pretty miserable.
I think a lot of people hate their lives that are miserable. And I think that a lot of people who recover from homosexuality are not necessarily seeking attention for it online or in the media.
Yeah, all right.
I think usually they don't. I think usually they just don't want to talk about it ever again.
Okay, so like, how did you even find this conversion therapist? Because you're in Los Angeles. LA is one of the most LGBTQ-friendly metro areas in the entire world. Like, it's where Pride Parade is hosted and it's in full swing and everybody's happy and rainbows are everywhere. And like, it's not like you're in Dubai, okay? I would imagine people who say being gay is something you can switch out of, I can't imagine that's super popular there. Like, did you find them like by walking through a neighborhood and seeing a building just covered in eggs and graffiti from angry gay people? Like, is that how you located this therapist?
1-800-PRAYAWAY. That's my phone number. Call it.
The reality is that this conversion is not going to happen for you. That makes me wonder. So right now you are detransitioning and you are converting your sexuality. I think it's converting your sexuality, right? Not converting to another sexuality. Okay, whatever. Which one is harder? Is it harder to become a boy again, or is it harder to stop feeling attracted to men?
Ooh, that's a really good question. It's so hard to, I don't know, because I feel like because when I shaved my head, I was like, done. Easy as heck. So easy. Like, couldn't have been easier. And then I walked out past the security guard in my gated community, and he stopped me and said, did you shave your head? I love women with buzz cuts. They look amazing. And so I've been like kind of struggling to actually pass as a boy, but like the internal thing is like not very hard.
I'm talking about emotionally. Also, you have breasts. Like, I don't think most people are going to think you're a man unless you tell them otherwise.
Only 32B.
Bigger than some biological women.
Yeah, they're a real problem, but like they don't go away. So
will you ever get them removed?
I mean, it would cost thousands of dollars. Like, it's not worth it to me.
Okay.
Like, I don't really care.
Let's talk about it from a cognitive perspective. Which has been easier, the idea that you are a boy or the idea that you are straight?
Probably the idea that I'm a boy. That's probably easier. Because it's just obvious. It's like, it's an obvious fact. And it's an undeniable fact. And there's no sort of way around that. The label around sexuality is kind of like, that's all in my head. That's not written on the body. That's not visible to other people. I mean, you're saying it is because of my hand movements.
No, I was just being silly. I think your situation is tragic. I think it sounds like you were given heavy medication at an early age and decided later to hate your sexuality, quite possibly as a response to it. It's not funny.
I think everything you say is funny. Well, it's hilarious. What's funnier than a man thinking he's a woman? That's like the subject of like half of all comedy.
I don't think it's funny. I think being forced to live as a girl when you weren't ready to and it wasn't fully your decision has resulted in many psychological issues related to your sexuality. I feel like if you had just grown up normally and no one had put you on any medication, you'd feel totally okay with being gay.
But I'm Catholic, so that would never happen. It's Catholic, like a major sexual morality is like a major part of church social teaching.
I don't think the Catholic Church should make any judgment calls about anyone's sexuality ever. Like, ever.
Why?
Go watch that movie with Meryl Streep where she plays a nun. Doubt.
Hollywood wants to destroy the church. That's the truth. They hate God.
I don't think that's true.
It's because it's wrong. Because they want to destroy the family. I'll say that.
Niles, I think you're just confused and self-hating.
I'm not confused at all. The Catholic Church states that sex was given to us by God for the purpose of procreation with the confines of the sacrament of marriage between one man and one woman. There's no other reason to be having sex outside of that. Period, boots the house.
Girl,
people say it. Like, yes, correct. We can agree on that. People be sinning. People always try to clock me on this. Fornication is as bad as being a homo. Both can send you to hell.
What happened to the whole Jesus died for our sins so that you can freely express your sexuality and love who you want to love?
That is not what he said. When did he say that? Jesus never said go be a hoe. Jesus never said be a hoe. Jesus never said be a hoe. Jesus never said be a gay person. Jesus never said be a transgender. Jesus never said be a lesbian.
Miles, you cannot talk like that if you want people to think you are straight. Hey, why do you think being gay is a sin?
So to clarify, I don't think that experiencing same-sex attraction is a sin.
Why?
Because it's because of what I'm describing is a feeling. The point is that acting on these feelings is the sinful part. Experiencing these attractions is not a sin. It's like wanting, like having a fleeting thought to like steal something is not a sin if you don't steal something.
No. You are wrong and I am right. Don't open your mouth. No. New topic. Do you have any innate feelings of being feminine or of being a woman? I don't really like ascribing different behaviors like makeup and wearing dresses or gossiping as girl behaviors because I think that's a little misogynistic, but let's take something like being a mother. Was there ever a desire you've had to be a mom, to breastfeed?
I mean, sometimes I still want to be.
Be a mom?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, it's like, I mean, I can't. Well, I can't. No one can do everything. I mean, there's plenty of stuff I want to do. I want to, like, I don't know. I mean, everyone wants to do a lot of stuff they can't do. Like, if you're a priest, you can't get married. If you're married, you can't be a priest. Like, there's a million things. You can't do everything in the world that you want to do. So it's not, I don't think that's tragic. What's the point of the question?
I'm just trying to gauge which identity is stronger for you. It's more painful, the idea of having same-sex attraction that you cannot act on, or the idea that you'll never be a mother.
It's pretty easy for me to not do gay stuff, to be honest with you. It's not very hard, mostly because it's like a disgusting act that's not pleasurable. It's a filthy, reprobate, foul behavior that I'm like happy to be rid of. And then as for like having children, like it doesn't consume me that much either, frankly.
How did you get involved in the faith that says being gay is an abomination?
Okay, so I was actually, everyone thinks I'm a convert, but I was raised Catholic. My mom is Irish and she has 12 siblings, some of whom were born in Dublin, and they would pray the rosary every night after dinner. So it was like never a question like that I would be baptized and sent to Catholic school. I was kicked out of Catholic school in fifth grade for fighting. And then after that, my parents didn't take me to mass. But then when I was in college, I was hired to sing in churches in New York City and Philadelphia. And I really liked what the priests had to say, and it piqued my curiosity. And so I returned to the faith and built relationships in the church, got to know priests who answered a lot of the questions that I had as an adult that weren't answered as a kid. And I was like, okay, I love it. Like, this is the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. And never looked back. So that, I mean, when, again, it's like when people ask that question, it's like, I can't give you an exact date, like with the transition, like it was a gradual thing with the religion. I think it was during COVID that I became the most devout in my faith because I had so much free time. I was like, okay, like I have to like think about myself and my life in a new way.
Yeah, I saw on Reddit that you beat someone up. Preston still remembers it.
No, I'm sure not. No, first of all, I always lost the fights. So let's be clear. I never won a fight. I was just a fighter.
Yeah, I know you're a fighter. You fought with me a lot in our interview. So 2020, you started to get really involved with the Catholic Church. What was your relationship with your family like at this time?
Very distant.
Did you have any other community with you?
No, when COVID hit, I was living alone in a studio apartment on Spruce Street in Philadelphia. And actually, it was on 16th Street. And I felt extremely alone. I didn't really have close friendships at college. I was studying classical music, and it's an extremely leftist field. And so I would not really get along with people that well there.
But you were still fully trans and gay at this point, right?
Yes.
Miles, you should have been like their god. What happened?
Well, I would fight them. I would fight. Girl, like, trannies did not like me because I was like, what's non-binary? Like, what do you mean?
Oh.
I also never spoke about it, to be honest. Like, people either didn't know or they did know, but, like, I didn't address it. Like, I never pulled the tranny card.
All right. Blaring sirens. I'm going to have to call a wambulance on you right now. You're a straight man. I don't think you can use the word tranny anymore.
Wait, I'm so sorry. I did not mean to. Sorry, it wasn't
okay. Thank you.
The transgender card. No, I would like not talk about it. And there were plenty of people in my life who just had no idea and knew me for years. And then when I detransitioned, I had people reaching out saying, I didn't even know you were.
I mean, you are really beautiful.
This designer that I had modeled for in New York City messaged me on Instagram. And she was like, wow, you look almost like a boy now. And I was like, well, I am a boy. And she was like, no, you're not. Show me. And I was like, what do you mean? And she was like, take a picture.
My God, did you show her? I think this might be the first time in history that a woman has solicited a dick pic from a guy.
She was like, you model for me. There's no way.
Are you still in possession of male anatomy?
Nobody knows.
I'm sure some people know. It's okay if you don't want to tell me. It's not like I have information addiction or anything. So the Catholic Church was the only community you were a part of during this time. Do you ever ask yourself, maybe this is why I no longer want to be gay and I no longer want to be trans, because the only community I'm a part of is traditionally hostile to both of those? Was that ever something that crossed your mind?
That's why I was attracted to them. That's how I knew God was real.
Are you sure you went to a Catholic church and not the Westboro Baptist Church?
I'm positive. I was catechized by the Dominican friars.
I don't want to know what that means.
Well, Twitter's ablaze right now because like J.D. Vance was quoting St. Thomas Aquinas, who was a member of the Dominican Order of Preachers. And J.D. Vance was confirmed and catechized by the same very small priestly order that I was also. So it's like a funny Dominicans in control.
Did they ask you to transition and to convert your sexuality?
No.
Did they suggest that it would be a good idea?
Yes.
How did they do that?
By saying I could go to hell otherwise.
Oh, yeah, that's not forcing you into anything at all.
Hell is always an option. You can always choose hell.
Yes, I have attended an American high school. Miles, I know what hell is.
Hell is always on the table. And the church is not forcing nobody to do anything, first of all. You want me to be a girl so bad?
Miles, I fully validate you in whatever gender you choose for yourself. You want to be a boy? You want to be a girl? I don't care. I want you to be happy. And I'm sorry you got put on hormone-changing medication that has caused now irreversible damage to your body. Looking at the people in your life back then, people who are responsible for you being on this medication or having been put on this medication, your parents, your teachers, your guidance counselors, do you feel like they are motivated by an ideology, or maybe they were just concerned for your safety?
I think they didn't know any better and they didn't care that much.
They must have cared if they were driving you to a clinic and spending lots of money on helping you transition. I know that it's not cheap.
I mean, not that expensive. I had insurance, so they weren't breaking the bank. And I think I mostly took the train to appointments. That's why it's like when you're asking, like, how did it happen? I'm like, I don't know. Just like I clicked a button and it happened. Now I've had 4 different doctors tell me they will not prescribe me testosterone. So to the point where I've given up trying to get it. They're like, I don't know how to do that. You have to see an endocrinologist. Then I go see an endocrinologist and the endocrinologist is like, oh, I don't know. And they're like, okay, well, it's like, you're fine refilling the estrogen. That's fine to you. I'm like, make that make sense. Like, what do you mean?
Why do you think that is?
I think it's like continuing a medication is probably like makes you less liable, like legally. Mm-hmm. So they don't want to be legally liable for anything. But if it's like a medication you've been on for years, they can say, well, he was on it for a long time. So I don't know. I just refilled it.
But you're no longer taking estrogen.
I'm not. It's really not healthy. So I might have to go back on it, frankly, because like for like bone health, you know, it's like objectively not healthy to not have hormones in your body.
How does that make you feel?
I'm really annoyed. It bothers me a lot because I don't want to be on hormones at all. But because I was on estrogen for so long, my body doesn't make testosterone. So I have to inject something, basically. It's the verdict.
I have to ask, what would you say to parents who want to give their children gender-affirming care, specifically medication? Try to remove the religion and the hate from it. Just honestly, what would you say to them?
To find a conversion therapist. Realize you messed up. It's your fault. You failed that child. If you have a gay kid, you failed your kid. Because you as a mother were neurotic, narcissistic, overbearing, and didn't allow the kid to launch. As a father, you were absent, inattentive, not loving, distant.
Miles.
So you have to address the fact that you failed as a parent and then fix it. Do not castrate your kid because you failed as a parent. That's crazy talk.
I don't agree. Whenever I make the argument to any of my friends that I just don't think kids should be put on this kind of heavy medication, I am given the response by some that it is a lot harder to change your gender when you are older. And that makes sense to me too. I'm like, okay, you really only have a window of time to do it before it becomes too hard. It just feels like you're stuck between a rock and a hard place. It's a damned if you do, a damned if you don't. You have no idea how your child is going to develop. I mean, when you were a teenager, there were several parts of you that identified as being female, and honestly, you could have totally gone the other way. You could be sitting across from me right now talking about how happy you were that you transitioned. What do you think about that?
I mean, you're trying to draw a line way beyond where I would draw the line. So it's hard for me to say, well, who should transition when what I really believe is no one. It's like when people talk about like age of consent laws, I'm like, I don't think anyone should be having sex before marriage, period. So like it's a moot point. It's like gay marriage laws. It's like, well, I don't think people should be gay at all. You know what I mean? So I would say, don't let your kid transition, period.
Miles, trans kids are real. What if a child is very depressed and there's a chance they may hurt themselves? Like they may bring harm or in their lives if they aren't able to transition.
You need to take away their cell phone, take away their iPad, and help them to love the body that God gave them. That's your job as a parent.
The body God gave you is attracted to men.
But God didn't make me gay when I was born.
So out of every person in my life who's been gay, I have to say I think God made you the most gay. So you've been in the Catholic Church for almost 5 years. How did they react to your detransition? Like, just tell me about that.
But yeah, so it's like almost 5 years. They loved me down. They showed me so much love I had never seen before. And they did not force me to detransition at all. I think if I were still living as a transgender model in New York City, they would still show me a lot of love. I mean, I worked as a church organist in New York City and a singer at many Catholic churches in New York City. And these people loved me anyways.
Did they know you were trans?
Some people knew. Usually when people employed me, I didn't bring it up. But my friends knew.
So when they told you that you were going to burn in hell, was that unprompted? Like, did you ask them or did they just tell you?
No, I asked. Nobody said that to me unprompted. Absolutely no one. Nobody ever in the Catholic Church came up to me and said, you're going to hell. In fact, we do not judge other people. We know not the state of anyone else's soul. We do not know who's going to heaven. And no priest will tell you that they know. I had been attending this one church for a while, and I set up a meeting with the priest, and I was like, there's something you should know about me. I don't know if you already know, but here's what it is. Like, I'm a man. And he didn't know. He didn't like turn on me. You know what I mean? Like, he didn't say, okay, you're going to hell. We just like talked about it and like talked about like a better way of loving God and loving the body that God gave me and living more in line with God's plan for me. I'm not gay. I love women.
What is the percentage you think you'll be able to successfully convert from being gay? And also transition back to being a boy.
I think I'm already 100% there.
Do you still feel attraction to men?
I mean, sometimes, but so do a lot of men.
No, I don't think so. I don't think straight men feel attraction to other men. I think once you do, are gay.
Based on my DMs, I think a lot of men do. I mean, the ancient Greeks probably would have just said, like, you know, all men can be gay. Like, you can choose to do gay stuff or you can just do straight stuff. I'm choosing not to do gay stuff. Old enough to remember there were two gender Saturday freestyle around the bonfire. Taco Bell on the roof of my 98 Chevy. I could tell it was you. I pursued you from my belly for a year or so. Till you told me no. Wrote a song about you in with a dial tone. Life revolved around grades and an hourly wage. How late is your curfew? Cause mine's so late. We were heathen before I could vote.
Political correctness didn't exist 2008. We were heathens.